Would you build a house without a foundation? Would you have a child and not name it? Would you let a stranger squat on your property? No, of course not. So why should the internet be any different? Every week, speak with top domain experts. Learn how to make money with domains. Know your legal rights. Each week, join our expert host to be master of your domain. Right here on Domain Masters.
Hey, folks. Welcome to Domain Masters. I'm Monty Khan, your host, and we have another great show lined up. Today, we're going to talk about IDNs, international domain names, for those of you that don't know what IDNs are. Internext, which is the adult webmaster conference that's coming up in Las Vegas, and we're going to talk to Farley Khan there and talk about the Internext domain auction that we're doing as well, and cover a lot of other issues as well. My first guest, who I'll have on in a couple minutes after the break, is Stephen Crean, and he owns several thousand IDN names, international domain names, and actually is part of a network of tens of thousands of international domain names, and their popularity is growing quite a bit. For those of you that don't know what international domain names are, they're alphanumeric codes that actually convert into a domain name in the language in which the domain name is presented on a keyboard. So, for instance, there's an alphanumeric code for a Chinese word, and it would show up in the proper format on a Chinese computer with Chinese characters. But to us, it looks like a two-letter plus a dash-dash and an alphanumeric following with a .com or .net or other extensions at the end. These are great, gaining in popularity because you can communicate internationally with several people, and people can establish international presence with these international domain names. They happen to get type-in traffic and are becoming very valuable. Just in the last 3 or 4 months, we've performed several domain sales and escrow deals equating to close to $250,000 in IDN sales and transactions, which is pretty significant. So they are something that's coming on strong. So with that, I will take a short commercial break. We'll pay some bills and be back on with Stephen Crean and then with Farley Khan from AVN and Internext. Stay tuned.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned. Best of the web, the internet's oldest directory, BOTW.org, since 1994. Our editors scour the web, finding quality sites, providing users with spam-free resources, relevant information from valuable sites. Submit your site now for a guaranteed review in 3 days or less. For webmasters needing additional exposure, check out our 60-day free trial on category sponsorships. 60 days free advertising. No kidding. And don't forget the Best of the Web's reseller program with the industry's highest commissions. 25% recurring commission on all products and services. Bloggers, make sure to check out the BOTW blog directory and the recently launched volunteer editor program to help build the best blog resource on the web.
Know how to get the best return on your advertising dollar? ClickSoar.com. Yeah, ever since we began marketing with more precise content, target technology from ClickSoar.com, we've seen a huge jump in visitors converting to buyers for just over one-third of a cent per view. To get over 300 categories, unlimited keywords and ad placement on over 100,000 sites, click on ClickSoar.com today. That's ClickSoar.com. Your bottom line will thank you. ClickSoar.com delivers where it matters for you.
Are you getting the most out of your online advertising? Now get more from your media spend with superior real-time targeting and creative optimization technology.
Get more now
from Casale Media.
Casale Media.
Save big as Casale Media's ad experts place your premium campaigns across the web's hottest properties at the most competitive rates. Want more?
Get more.
Visit CasaleMedia.com/more to request your media kit. Casale Media. Advertising online is better here.
Casale Media.
We'll be right back.
Now, back to Domain Masters.
And you're still master of your domain.
Yes, master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Domain Masters. Again, I'm Monty Khan, your host, and I am very happy to have Stephen Crean on board. Stephen today runs with a number of other IDN holders, international domain name holders. They run a forum dedicated to all the things about IDNs. It's called dnlocal.com. It's a wealth of information, news, and views, as well as a comprehensive toolbox for use with IDNs. And it's available, and anyone of the members or anyone can join the site and get a membership there. Stephen, since 2002, has focused on running his own business and online dealings with import-export. And since late 2005, he has been focusing almost entirely on the international domain name market. Steve, welcome to Domain Masters.
Hi, Monty. Nice to be on the show.
And I'm reaching you all the way in Singapore. Is that correct?
Yes, it's quite a long way from you guys.
Yeah, but you sound great.
Okay, that's good.
Good. So, why don't you take us back a little bit and give us a little bit of background about how you got started in the internet in general, and then with domain names.
I got involved with domain names. I was actually looking for some help to build a website, and I came across a domain forum and joined it, and then I discovered this whole other world of domainers, and I thought, you know, I can probably get involved with this. And I started buying regular domains and built up a number of those. And, well, seeing as I'd entered the game very late, there wasn't actually very much left, well, at least not for registration fees. So I've been domaining for maybe about 4 years.
Yes. So you've been doing it for about 4 years. Now, you used to own a lot of .com and .net extensions as well?
Yes, ASCII, .com and .net. But I've mainly let most of them go now, and I focus mainly on IDN. So my ASCII, .com and .net are very few and far between.
Now, give us a little bit of background about how you got really interested in IDNs over regular extension domain names. And obviously, those in the listening audience probably aren't as keen or as educated about IDNs. So give us the scoop on why you feel international domain names are so valuable, where their future is, and how you utilize them today.
Well, basically, it's using languages that are not based in English in the ASCII character set. It allows people to use their native languages to do business online, build their own websites, use URLs in their own language, and it just seemed like a logical step to me to get involved with this as the majority of people in the world don't actually speak English, and when you consider that English is about fourth on the most popular language on earth, Spanish is way above that, and Hindi and Chinese are much more popular languages than English is. So it just seems like a no-brainer, if you like, that these IDNs would be something that people would want to using.
Okay, and so how are you currently utilizing IDNs from your standpoint? Are you still in investment mode, or are you actually putting some of the IDNs to use and seeing a positive return and traffic from those domain names currently?
We do a lot of we park a lot of our domains, and developing is quite a slow progress is quite slow at the moment, but it's. I'm still in investment mode, basically. If I see a nice domain that I haven't, I would tend to pick it up. Picking up nice names for registration fee these days is getting quite difficult, and I think the secondary market would be a good way forward for people who are actually looking to get into this market right now.
Right. So how many domain names do you currently own in your portfolio?
I have around 2,000 names, when in a variety of languages. I have a lot in Chinese and Japanese and Russian, but I have about 20 languages that are represented in my portfolio currently.
And obviously, with the boom of the Chinese online market, I guess you would think that that's a pretty valuable investment at this time.
It's something that is slowly but surely is the internet awareness in China has been growing in leaps and bounds recently in the last few years, and people there are becoming much more aware of the internet, and they do actually want to have a presence on the internet, and IDNs and Chinese domain names will basically give them a great opportunity to get on there and go about their business.
So talk a little bit about this whole network of folks that are also on the same bandwagon that you are in this forum, and why it's so valuable for those that are listening to come on board.
Well, I think because we amongst ourselves, we decided that we needed to make more people aware of IDNs, and we decided that a forum was probably the best opportunity to do that, to share the information that we have and to generally raise the awareness of IDNs in general.
And what are some of the success stories of some of the members of the forum on what some people are doing with the sites? Like, are there some really active websites that are earning revenue and money and selling products and services or providing information?
A lot of IDNs are currently parked at the moment, and a lot of them are in various stages of development. We're still in quite early days as regards development, so there's nothing that is concrete that we could show you right now. But we've had several successful sales, and development is ongoing. And you if you come over and check out the forum, I'm sure you will see some pretty big sales in the very near future.
Great. So as I mentioned in my opening of the show, we're starting to see a lot more IDN names go in our escrow process and also in our domain name sales process. So there's a lot of people starting to see the value of those IDN names. What are some of the main languages that are now the most popular, and why do you think they're popular?
Japanese is quite popular with a lot of people. I think because Japan has a very strong economy. Chinese is another popular language that is quite heavily invested in, and a lot of Chinese domains are actually owned by Chinese people, which we think is a very good thing because it spreads out the number of domains that are actually not owned by foreigners, people who are actually native to the country.
And okay, so and then, you know, how many different languages are now available in IDNs? It's over 300, correct?
There's probably more than 300 actually, but a lot of minor languages are represented. All the big languages are there. There's any language that you can think of. Basically, you can register an IDN in that.
And what and obviously, like we talked about earlier, it's more palatable for those that live outside the United States or in outside English-speaking countries to see their domain names in common character sets that match the language that they speak. So that's why it's more popular, I guess. Correct?
Well, for example, if you're living in Saudi Arabia and you want to search for health insurance, are you going to search for it in English or in Arabic? Would be a good way to put it.
Right. So if you're going to do healthinsurance.com, or, you know, would you search for it in your native language, or would you do it in English? Yeah, that's a good example. Right. And so obviously in those countries, it's more realistic to show it in the language in which they're typing into the computer.
Yes, that's right. It's just it's more logical for people whose first language is not English to surf the net in their own language, basically.
And where have you found, because not all registrars offer IDN names, where are you finding, you know, what are some of the registrars that offer IDN names and make it available to the community?
Well, you guys, moniker.com, recently started accepting registrations for .com and .net. There's a few other registrars. There isn't that many at the moment, but I think registrars are starting to realize that the sooner they get IDN ready, the better for them. Domain site is another registrar that is IDN compatible, and Dynadoc and a few others.
And are you, you know, what are some of the strategies that you're seeing some of your counterparts starting to do with the IDNs? Are they building up portfolios like you are? And, you know, how are people monetizing them right now?
Monetizing is, there's really only one company that most of us are using, and that's namedrive.com. For Chinese IDNs, they are, there's dopa.com, but because of the firewall in China, there's some problems with monetizing Chinese domains from outside China, and dopa.com, being based inside China, can monetize our Chinese domains.
And what's NameDrive doing to accommodate those IDN names, for example? Are they putting up IDN-related pages, so they're converting what the IDN means and then displaying what PPC ads that convert and know exactly what the language is first?
Well, if you have some Japanese IDNs with NameDrive, they will, the end user will actually be served up Japanese ads. So there's NameDrive have been very very forward-thinking in this, and have they've worked quite closely with a lot of us and asked for opinions, and they constantly want to upgrade and keep in touch with us. So it's they're the main company that we're dealing with for pay-per-click.
Right, right. So there must be quite a challenge between pay-per-click as an option and then actually developing these IDNs into real sites and businesses. What are some of the challenges and some of the opportunities that you see with development of these websites in these different languages?
When developing a domain in a language you're not fully fluent in can pose some problems. But having said that, there are plenty of members on our forum who are fluent in multiple languages. So the problems with development are not as daunting as they might seem. There's also several freelancing sites out there with multilingual developers and people who can translate content for you. Ultimately, it's quite similar to ASCII development, good quality content and some SEO magic, and you should be set to go.
And so are there some sites that people can look at as examples that you're aware of currently? Or do you have any that you own currently, or... maybe we can. I can post a couple in the forum so people can see what's going on.
Okay. Well, I have some in development, and some of my colleagues also have some in development. But it's most IDNs are in development or parked at the moment.
Oh, most of yours are parked. Okay, so some people are posting some examples actually right now, so they can see what they look like.
Okay. That's good.
What recommendations do you have for people just starting off in this space in terms of finding the right name in the IDN? Are you seeing, I mean, like you mentioned, Moniker, we just launched our IDN initiative and system, and we chose to just provide .com and .net, seeming that would be the most popular. Are there people actually registering in other extensions as well?
Yes, In .org and .biz is also a relatively popular extension, but of course .com is the number one and .net would be number two. But some people are registering in extensions other than .com and .net.
And so what recommendations do you have for people that want to get into the space?
I would say the main thing that you would have to do is actually do your research. If you're venturing into a language you're not that familiar with, do a bit of research on it. You don't have to be a fluent Thai speaker to be able to buy Thai IDNs, for example. But a little bit of familiarization with the language will go a long way. I would also say use the tools available to you. Use the Spanish overture tool for Spanish words, see if it's getting any hits. And all the big search engines have a presence in many countries around the world in that country's particular language. Use them to see if your potential domain is common on these search engines, the words. You can use Google Trends for search comparisons with keywords that you know to be correct. For example, in Japan, Yahoo would be the main search engine that many people would be using. So if you're researching a name in Japanese, Yahoo would be a good place to start. There's a huge number of online translators out there, most of which are free. I would say probably use a few different ones to see if you get the same translation, maybe possibly translate it to English and then back again to see if the results tally. Of course, there's no substitute for human translation, which is, I think, one of the beauties of our forum is that we have so many members with such a wide range of languages and so many languages represented there. And people are willing to help out. Chinese domains, Baidu.com is a large search engine in China. Russian would, I would say, go with Yandex.com. That's a Russian-based search engine. I would say domaining in general, it's not something you can walk into one day and 6 months down the line you will walk out with a 7 or 8 figure bank balance. Domaining is like anything else. It requires you to do a lot of work and research and sweat, tears.
Yeah, definitely. Now, just talking about some of the larger countries and continents, you know, like China and India, where there's multiple languages within a country, I guess that can get confusing, too. So within China, I guess there's traditional Chinese and there's Mandarin. And how many different languages are there IDNs available in Chinese?
Well, Chinese, essentially, you would register in either traditional Chinese or simplified Chinese. Simplified Chinese would mainly be used in mainland China. Traditional Chinese would be used in Taiwan and in Hong Kong.
Uh-huh.
So it's not that you have to go looking for a multitude of dialects, for example, as regards China.
And I guess the same for India, where there's Hindi and all, you know, multiple different sects, and that's probably even more confusing, actually, in India. Are you familiar with any of the India languages?
I focus mainly on Hindi, Hindi being quite a large language in India, and there are other dialects that people have ventured into, but my skills in that department haven't been very good. So I tended to leave them.
What about, besides China and India and some of the very heavily populated areas, what are some of the opportunities? What are some of the countries that are becoming, you know, up and coming or, you know, areas where people should be looking?
I would say Chinese and Japanese and Russian have been probably the most heavily mined, if you like. If you're looking for something, I would think that there's quite a few good domains in Thai. There would be some good in Hindi, in Arabic, and possibly in Hebrew.
Yeah, Hebrew, as a matter of fact, I'm seeing becoming really popular. We're actually about to embark on a very large Hebrew IDN portfolio marketing and sales process, seven figures, and it's getting a lot of interest, actually.
Okay, yeah, that's all good. It's all good. Yes, Hebrew is one of the languages that were, I would say, probably neglected a little bit at the beginning, but people realized that Hebrew is actually quite a large language, and some people have heavily invested in Hebrew.
What about Russia?
Russia is. Is a very we have a lot of hope for the Russian market. Russians in general seem to be very net savvy, and I think it's just a matter of time before you see a very large Russian sale coming up.
Oh, you know that there's going to be a large Russian IDN sale coming up?
Well, it's a possibility. Let's leave it like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you got to share the love a little bit. What's somebody you know on the forum, or is it somebody? Is it you, or what's going on?
Well, we'll let you be the first to know.
Okay, like great. I guess we'll be doing the escrow then.
Thank you. Sounds good. As long as you give us a discount.
Yeah, sure. Before we wrap up, perhaps you can give some maybe tips and tricks about what's made you successful in this market or just in business in general. What we like to do on this show is always share something that you may know that no one else that is listening should know, you know, would be happy to know. And so is there anything that you've learned from your experience and from your travels and from this particular IDN and domain market that would be helpful to others that's not common knowledge or common practice? What are some of the things that you can share with people to be very successful at what they do with their domains?
I would say for IDNs, the only hurdles that you will face are those that you impose upon yourself. IDNs will basically become the domains of choice for the vast majority of people. And if you think about it, it just makes sense because the majority of people in the world don't actually speak English. And I think a little bit of open-mindedness with regards to languages other than English or languages that you're not fully conversant in, and that will actually take you a long way. I would say it's pretty much like how it was in the 90s when the early pioneers of the domain industry seen something that others couldn't, and people generally thought those guys were crazy and nobody could see the sense and potential in buying words. But I think we're actually in the exact same position those guys were, the only difference being that we're doing it with IDN.
Right. So it's kind of like where the dot-com market was back 10 years ago is a good comparison. People are just starting to jump on and seeing the opportunities, and it's a lot more niched. It's a lot more focused because it's different languages, and they represent, you know, obviously a population. It's kind of like local search in a way. So it's representing the population and the language of those people, so you can cater a lot to them.
Exactly, and it will be a huge market in the coming months and years, and we're in this for the long haul. So I would advise domainers to get in before it's too late. Grab some of those names.
Yeah, definitely grab some of those names. And then what is the best way to become a member of the dnlocal.com forum?
Just drop by and register, and that's it. That's how it goes. And we're actually having a live discussion right now on the forum if you guys want to pop over and just join in the chat over there.
Okay, great. All right, well, Steve, we really appreciate you being on online with us. We know it's far away, and especially the time that you're committing for. What time is it over there in Singapore right now? Should be about 7 o'clock in the morning, right?
It's about 8:30, not too bad.
Oh, okay, great. So, about 8:30 in the morning. Great.
It was my pleasure to come on.
Yes, it's been a pleasure to have you on. And again, Steve is part of a great international domain name forum called dnlocal.com. He's invited everybody to come on by and join up if you want to get educated and be more involved in IDNs and find out how to use them and monetize them. I suggest that you give that forum a visit, and I'm sure that Steve will be available for helping anyone else out. And some of the key things we took away from here is that Baidu, is it pronounced Baidu, which is the top Chinese search engine? Baidu.
It's pronounced,
Baidu.com is the top Chinese search site, and you can actually find IDN searches through that site, and Yahoo is the king for search in Japan, and Overture Tool is available in many languages, and you can actually create domain names in the international domain name language and register those domain names on moniker.com or any of the registrars that actually offer that, and it's a great opportunity. So, Steve, we really appreciate you being online tonight and sharing your success with us, and we hope to have you on again very soon. So we're going to take a short commercial break and be on with Farley, from AVN and talk about the upcoming Internext show and also the domain auction that's coming up at the conference. Stay tuned.
You're just minutes away from more Domain Masters.
The question is, are you still master of your domain?
Stay tuned.
You have arrived
at the destination for education and entertainment.
Webmasterradio.fm.
Because not everyone's last name is Gates.
Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Generating buzz for your company is essential and now easier than ever with PaperPost, the consumer-generated advertising network. Our powerful network of bloggers at PaperPost will creatively expose your product or service through original link-generated ads and embedding video or audio on their sites. Launch your viral marketing campaigns with confidence and enjoy increased traffic with higher conversion rates only through PaperPost. Visit PaperPost.com and join the revolution.
Viva la revolución!
Are your ads managing you? Tired of click fraud and little or no ROI on your pay-per-click search ads?
Take control.
Reduce your costs and gain valuable traffic with effective flat-fee featured listings on over 245 search engines and web directories from the ISEDN.org,
the independent search engine and directory network.
Now free yourself from click fraud, bidding, and hassles with low-cost top 10 exposure
for less than $4 a month
from ISEDN. So visit ISEDN.org today. Today and discover how easy it is maximizing your company's online revenue stream with affordable search engine and directory flat fee ads from the ISEDN.org.
Know how to get the best return on your advertising dollar? ClickSoar.com. Yeah, ever since we began marketing with more precise content, target technology from ClickSoar.com, we've seen a huge jump in visitors converting to buyers for just over one-third of a cent per view. To get over 300 categories, unlimited keywords and ad placement on over 100,000 sites, click on ClickSoar.com today. That's ClickSoar.com. Your bottom line will thank you. ClickSoar.com delivers where it matters for you.
Domain Masters.
And you're still master your domain.
Yes! Master of my domain.
Here's your host.
Hello, welcome back to Domain Masters. And again, special thanks to Stephen Crean from IDN, from dnlocal.com and talking about IDNs. Now we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about the upcoming Internext conference in Las Vegas, which is an adult webmaster gathering and networking event for the business owners of some of the adult sites and the adult industry. But also it's a significant place where a lot of businessmen and women get together and talk about how to convert customers better and how to set new foundations for the industry. As everyone knows, the adult industry has very much set the foundation to customer online customer conversion for all of us and for all companies, whether you're mainstream or adult, and they've been very successful at it. And so they're great conferences to attend because there's a lot of forward thinking and a lot of forward thinkers on at these gatherings. And one of the key events at the Internext conference that we're going to be holding is a domain auction, the next live domain auction, both a silent auction and a live auction, where we're going to sell several million dollars worth of domain names, we hope, both mainstream and adult related, and it's setting a new stage and a new format for these types of events. My guest tonight, representing AVN Online Magazine, he's the Director of Business Development and for the whole AVN Media Network, is Farley Khan. and he began his career with AVN as Director of Internet Development nearly 6 years ago. He also is a domainer, owns lots of domain names, and has been successful with his domain names, and actually attended some of the traffic auctions that we've held and became very interested in holding this event at Internext. Farley, welcome to Domain Masters.
How are you, Monty? Thanks for having me on.
Great. I'm sure I explained that a little bit accurately, but maybe you can talk a little bit more about the value of Internext and what it means to not only the adult industry, but also to the entire Internet, and why that group of people getting together is important for everyone.
Well, Internext has been the oldest, ongoing, and largest B2B webmaster, adult webmaster show that's been out there for a number of years. We do it twice a year, once in January in Vegas and once in August at the Diplomat Hotel in Miami. And why it's important, really, is because it's really the convergence place. So much of everything that goes on in mainstream comes from adults. So much of the value of domains, as we discussed, comes from adults. New technologies, new marketing, new affiliate programs, everything that is core and central to domainers, to webmasters in general, to programming, generally derives from adult. And this is the real one show twice a year that the top people in the industry gather. There's a lot of other shows, internationally even, but for the overall group, between having our Adults Entertainment Expo just a couple days before, then the AVN Awards a couple days before, the Internet show, everybody in the industry is in one place, so there's a lot of carryover from those guys. We're actually doing a very large opening panel of luminaries, as we're calling them, people from the industry, including Stephen Hirsch, who is the owner of Vivid, and a number of other large people in the industry. They're going to be on a panel to discuss where the industry has been, where it's at, where it's going, and that really is germane to everybody that's going to be there. Along with that is all the billing companies, all the content companies, all the biggest affiliate programs and webmasters with traffic. So it is really the epicenter of the adult industry all in one place.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, a lot of people look at the I had an attorney on a couple weeks ago as one of my guests, Mark Rossini. He is a he represents a lot of the big companies like Bodog and the Bang Brothers and all those guys.
Sure.
And you know, this is it's an area that a lot of people don't like to talk about or admit that has added value to their business. But in all honesty, I think it's important to talk about the adult industry because, as I mentioned before, it is the foundation of how customers are converted online today for any mainstream site. Even Amazon and eBay use what the adult industry created in terms of signing up accounts, checking credit card authentication, the merchant account process, making sure that transactions are secure online, those types of things that actually add a lot of value to all of us that do business, whether you're mainstream or adult.
No doubt. You know, Commission Junction wouldn't be as huge of a network as they are if they didn't take pages out of the adult playbook from the beginning. And I think that things are shifting. It's really, we're seeing some changes in the industry, in the online affiliate model. More and more, I think domaining is becoming a really interesting part of that because I think a lot of people are converting their dead sites that they really didn't do a lot of business on to parked sites, or they're monetizing them by selling them, reselling them, trading. It's really heating up again, and I think, you know, a lot of credit goes to Moniker, obviously, for kind of forwarding a lot of the value of a lot of these domains from the traffic auctions, which are just incredibly dynamic, and we're hoping to have that same energy at our auction. As you well know, some of the biggest of big domains you could ever think of in the adult space are going to be up at auction, including porn.com and sex.net. So we're really looking towards it being a cornerstone event for Internext moving forward as well.
Yeah, definitely. And those of you who remember, we sold sex.net in May of 2006 for $450,000. The buyers of that particular domain have really done a great job monetizing it. It's made them close to $30,000 in the last 3 months in just PPC
wow.
revenue. And so the price is reset for that domain name. It's going to be a seven-figure domain name, and it has a great chance of reselling again, and it's a great value, especially given what happened with sex.com and the $12 to $14 million purchase it's doing and that it did almost a year ago today, and what that's going to mean when that site is back up and running as well. So what are some of the valuable like conference events that are happening at Internext in case those that are interested in listening want to attend Internext? And what are some of the details? How does one go about signing up and being taking part in the auction, attending the events, learning about what adult webmasters are doing and how they can apply it to their mainstream businesses or their adult businesses if they're in adult industry? What are some of the valuable conferences and panels that are being discussed?
Well, first off, the event is Internext, I-N-T-E-R-N-E-X-T, dash EXPO, Internext Expo. By going there, you can also register online, or you can come to Mandalay Bay. Between the 15th and the 17th is where we're holding the entire conference, and the auction will be on the 17th. It's our anchor event to the whole show. You can register in person or online. And some of the really unique things about the show as it pertains to education is that we run multiple tracks. Rather than most shows that you go to and there's one seminar at 1 o'clock till 2 o'clock, we have multiple things going on every day, from seminars, workshops, and actual classes where people can get involved. Some include, we have a newbie orientation workshop, which is the first thing on Monday at 3 o'clock. You can come, you can learn about the adult industry in a nutshell in 2 hours, get some really great resources, meet some really terrific people, and be able to take that back with you, and as well utilize some of that knowledge over the next 2 days at the conference. So for some of the advanced people, there's digital licensing. For those people that have content and want to learn more about how to license, we have some of the top people both in the industry as well as on the legal side of things that will help you to either license your content out or to gain access to licensed content for your sites. We have a number of legal panels, as a matter of fact, Monty, a couple of them. The Legal Basics with Eric Bernstein, who is a very well-noted attorney within the industry, is going to give us a primer, essentially, a two-hour primer, which will be a workshop from 1 to 3 on Monday, I'm sorry, on Tuesday, that will give you an overview of everything you need to know about operating and owning or dealing with anything having to deal with adult online. Mm-hmm. We also have a content workshop for those people that are interested, which is also a fun workshop. We have one of the top content producers in the industry, a gentleman by the name of Oren Cohen. He owns a company called Tight Fit Productions. Very nice, very high quality content, beautifully shot, uses a lot of HD. And he's a younger guy, so he really understands the needs of people that are going to shoot and want to have their own unique content. He'll go through how to shoot content. He'll actually have girls there to shoot, which is the fun part, but also go through how to organize, catalog, categorize, metadata, all your content so that it's really tight and usable rather than just putting it into folders and shooting it and keeping it on your hard drive or putting it on disks.
Right.
So that should be a really interesting workshop. I think that, you know, the first one, as I was saying, that the industry luminary on Monday is going to be just outstanding. It includes people like Greg Klayman, who started Video Secrets, the largest online one-on-one dating chat site in the world. Richard Cohen, who owns Hot Movies, one of the biggest video-on-demand companies in the world. It's hosted by and run by Paul Fishbein, the owner of AVN. So I think that's going to be interesting to get his take on where things have been, where they're going, plus a couple other big people as well. Stephen Hirsch from Vivid, Mike Price from one of the largest affiliate programs in adult called SilverCash.com, and Greg Dumas, who is a domainer, started at Hustler, started the New Frontier 10.com networks, and now you know, works closely with you, I know, Monty, on domaining as well as has also traffic optimization services.
Yes,
so
yes.
It's really a great overview of luminaries in the industry, and I think you're going to find it to be very valuable for anybody that's new in the business or a senior person.
Yeah, definitely. And we're doing a domain session as well, and the value of domain names. And Rick Schwartz, the Domain King, will be on that panel, I believe, with Greg Dumas and myself. I think I'm actually moderating that panel.
Yep.
And
I was
we're going to do that.
Leave it to you to discuss that one, but I think that one's going to be terrific. I'm not going to miss that one.
Yeah, definitely. And like you said, a lot of the folks in the industry who've been holding a bunch of domain names, and there's a lot of portfolios held within the adult industry. Ironically, as advanced as many are in the industry on converting traffic and bringing up fresh content sites and handling the online transaction issues and merchant account issues and opportunities. A lot of the domain names have been stagnated and not been in use, and so now this industry is getting very educated on monetizing unused domain names in various ways, and they are going to PPC and coming to Traffic Club, our PPC solution, or going to some of the other online adult advertising networks to at least monetize that traffic while those domain names are sitting waiting to be developed. And that's what's really important, is whether you're in mainstream or adult, is that you utilize your domain names in every way possible to increase the value of the domain names while they're sitting idle and also while they're being developed.
Well, most definitely. And, you know, anybody that's doing domaining either on a small scale of having a couple, you know, two or three keyword domains, or have many thousands of domains, are realizing that they have to find a way to monetize their domain. Because if you register a domain name right now, say with GoDaddy as an example, no matter what it is, they immediately put a park page on that and they start reaping the rewards of any traffic that you're bringing in. You may as well be being the owner of that domain. You may as well be the one reaping the benefit. And we're seeing, I even have a friend who's got over 1,000 domains. He recently parked at one place. He was trying to develop the individual pages as link pages himself, and he was just pulling out his hair, and he's a part-timer. He was making $5-$10 a day sending out traffic to other sites. Well, when he turned them over to a park sponsor that I recommended to him, right away he's like, I'm making $150 a day. I never thought I could do that well with these domains, because I'm really now much more involved with it, and I'd like to see it be my main job in the near future. And I think it can be. A lot of people that I've spoken to just over the last 6 months, people at the traffic shows, mutual friends of ours, Monty, they're really focusing on how to optimize their domains to make the most out of them. And I think it's very important now, because the domain marketplace is heating up. The more value you can create for your domain in the future, the more it's going to be worth.
Yeah, definitely. Now let's talk about your domain, because you have a unique advantage, because you're not only part of AVN and participate in their business development, but you learned that domain names are a valuable asset as well. Talk about how you got exposed to domain names and why you started investing in them, and a little bit about your portfolio.
Well, I always did a little bit here and there, and whatever kind of like excited me, you know, different business models. I have a number of like download to own type domains, which do pretty well. But really, what I saw at the traffic show was a lot of people on speculation found that they could monetize a domain if it had good keywords and was searchable, either to build it out or to park it and try to drive traffic to it. And what I found was, as I started doing more and more research and talking to a lot of those people, which they're all going to be there, getting ideas, listening to what they've done that's successful, I started realizing that you don't need sex.com to actually monetize a domain name. There's a lot of .coms, .nets, and other extensions which actually can be very profitable if worked. And what I personally discovered is there's a lot of seasonal domains that you can buy that you can actually make a good amount of money on. I had early in the spring picked up 5 or 7 different barbecue-related domains, which actually panned out to be somewhat profitable from the last 6 to 8 months. And once you really get into it, you see that there's, you know, if you're going to spend your $5 to $10 on a domain, that if you can make $50 over the course of the year, that's a tremendous, I mean, minimally $50 in a lot of cases, that's a tremendous return on your investment for just starting out, just getting to owning some domains and learning about which different programs that you can park at, or for that matter, try to build out. And you know, mine are very heavily in the adult sector, but I also have forward-thinking domains. There's, you know, when I look through the paper, I get ideas. When I look online for different news stories, when I check different top stories every day, I get ideas for different domains. And then I also do lookups as to what some of the keywords are going for, relative to what the bid rates are on some of the keywords. And it's just, you have to work at it, just like anything else. But if you follow along and you get on with some of the boards and you see what some people are trying to get, you know, what multiples are trying to get, if you create a domain that does $50 a year, there's people that will buy your domains at 5 and 8 times right now, based on a year's worth of history. So, you know, it's not too bad to turn around a $10 domain into a couple $100 if you do it over and over and over. And I think a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, definitely. And where do you see the future of not only the domain name auctions within the Internext community, but also in general as we continue to grow this industry? I mean, you've watched your own industry really evolve and go through many different changes and steps to move the whole industry forward, even with facing all kinds of adversity and hurdles and jumping through hoops. And now it's a lot stronger and the network's tighter. And one thing I learned about attending the Internext and a lot of some of the adult conferences is that the core to the success in that business is all about relationships and trusting the folks that you work with. And it happens to be the same type of relationships I see becoming very successful in the domain name business. What are your thoughts around that?
As from a networking perspective, I think it's extremely important. Just like in any business, knowing people who have been successful is the best way to become successful yourself, and learning from them. A lot of people can feel their way through the dark, but it takes a lot longer. That learning curve is a lot greater. It's, you know, networking events are outstanding. When I went to Targeted Traffic for the first time and just saw 300-400 of the biggest, most qualified people, I just thought it was tremendous, and got actually some time to pull Rick away, and we sat and talked a while, and he said, you know, I used to come to Internext. I love the show, and I built Targeted Traffic shows off of the Internext format, networking, making it a place where the right people, the most qualified people, can sit, meet, exchange ideas, and do business. And that's really the most important thing. You could do all the business you want to try to do all day long over email, phones, and IMs, but when you really sit down in front of people, you get to hang out with them, go to dinner, you go for drinks, and you spend a couple, you know, focused days with these people, that's really where you're going to grow your businesses in any industry. I used to be in the jewelry industry, Monty, and just to go to the shows in Vegas for 3-4 days, you get your best deals, you make your best relationships, and you grow your business by knowing other good people in the industry. It's you can't do business without networking.
Right, right.
And the show itself is very conducive to that. And it's, you know, it starts where you walk into the middle of the show, and there's a bar, and we serve brunch, and it makes it real easy to just sit down at couches throughout the whole area and hang out. It's not the big, daunting, like, CES-style expo. It's very cozy and comfortable. Everyone's
very
nice. You can go up to anybody.
Even the exhibitors make their booths very comfortable. It's all couch and loungy, and so you can sit and talk and do business, and that's what's really cool about that show. And it's relaxed, and you know, it's all about relationships and building networks, and not necessarily vending. It's about consulting and getting to know who your customer and your partners are, which is really important, instead of going to a show where you're just getting barked at all day and vended to. And we try to use that approach when we go to SES and the Webmaster World and the traffic conferences and Internext. You know, as you know, we're the only registrar that actually comes and participates in that conference,
right?
Because we see it as a valuable community. And I've learned a shitload of business opportunities from that event and from the people that we work with, because it's such a tightly knit group. It takes a long time to break in to build the relationships and the trust with the folks that you're trying to work with. And then once you do, it's you know, it's very, very good for both sides, and you have a long-standing relationship that goes forever, you know,
well,
as long as you don't do something bad.
I can tell you, some of my closest friends in the world are people that I met from this industry, because they are good people. They're all people of the same mindset, where we're all in it together. We're all trying to help each other, and we're all trying to do good business. And it is. It's a relatively small community overall that has a global net worth into the billions. And we find that camaraderie, that everyone's trying to do more business, get more traffic, help each other, guide and direct people, is it's a very easy type of business to become involved in personally and professionally.
Yeah, definitely. Well, before we wrap up, Farley, maybe you can give us, just from being in the business, whether it's adult or a domainer or whatever, maybe you can give me two or three things that are really core to being successful on the online industry. I mean, you know all the key players in your industry, and you also know a lot that are in the mainstream industry and part of the traffic group. What are some things that not everyone would know about that could make their business very successful, knowing what you know about the industry you're in, that could be applied across the folks that are listening tonight, the 2,000 folks that are going to download this radio show this week, that could really help them be more successful at what they do?
Well, I think you touch on a few very important things. Getting out there, meeting people, putting your hand out, even if you're at the bar, introducing yourself, giving a card, telling people what you do, sharing ideas, that's extremely important. And you got to be at the shows to do that. That's one of the things. Two, honesty, paramount. You always have to be honest. I always felt if you lied or told a story to one person, you're lying to everybody. So be extremely honest in your business and business practices. Let's see, a third thing I would say, geez, Monty, put me on the spot. For the third most important thing, 2,000 people need to know to be successful. I think just get started is one of the things. Don't just stand on the sidelines and say, well, you know, I don't have 2,000 domains. How am I ever going to break into this? Get started. Learn the business. Get engrossed in it. Because if you just stand on the sidelines and go, well, I'll just wait for the next big thing to happen, you're not going to ever succeed, I think, because you have to have some level of failure to know what not to do the next time. So get involved.
Great, great. Well, Farley, we really appreciate your time tonight and your insight, and we very much look forward to the upcoming InterNext auction event that is on January 17th. And for everyone that's interested, again, you can go and access the information about InterNext at internext-expo.com, or go to avn.com and hit the calendar of events or the AVN events, and you can get to it that way. You can learn a lot more about AVN as well. What are some of the things that AVN provides to the community that might be valuable to some of the folks that are listening?
AVN is the oldest B2B organization in the adult industry, almost 25 years this year. And what we generally provide is comprehensive news and information, and information, legal information that's specific to running businesses in the adult industry. By going to avn.com, and we're soon to actually change the whole site, but going to avn.com is a portal to access from webmasters to novelty companies to video production companies, all the information you're going to need about the industry. It's a good insider look inside the industry. And I think, I want to make sure that we thank Moniker for their participation at this upcoming show, because you guys really have done a great job promoting it, and we look forward to doing it show after show. And if anyone needs anything, feel free to email me personally, Farley, F-A-R-L-E-Y, at avn.com, or find me at the show, be at our booth.
Great. Great. Well, Farley, I look forward to seeing you in a couple weeks, and we look forward to a successful auction, and pretty pumped about what the results are going to be. So again, thank you for your time, and I will see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, Monty. Appreciate it.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Again, I want to thank both Stephen Crean from dnlocal.com and Farley Kahn from avn.com. We're very excited about the upcoming events. Just some important notes and calendar events that you guys should know about. Again, the InterNext auction is on the 17th of January. It will be broadcasted live here on webmasterradio.fm. Like all the others, it'll be quite entertaining, given the some of the domain names that'll be presented. we will have warnings, 18-year-old and older warnings up for anybody that should not be exposed to some of the domain names, so that will be taken care of. We'll be posting the premium auction list shortly at the beginning of next week on our Moniker Marketplace Pro system. You can get there by going to our homepage, moniker.com, and hitting the Marketplace Pro tab and going to the live auction tab. There's nothing up there yet, but there will be soon. And we're in the process of weeding down 30,000 submissions down to about 2,000 to 3,000 that will be available for folks to vote on for the upcoming InterNext auction. There'll be about 250 to 300 premium domain names offered at the live auction, and about 2,000 names offered in the silent auction. And it's guaranteed to be entertaining and also a successful event, so we look forward to that. The conference actually starts, I believe, on the 13th of or the 14th of January, and again, you can get there by going to internext-expo.com, or avn.com can get you there as well. The Traffic Conference, the Traffic West Conference, which is the next big mainstream auction and also a great conference where domainers are getting together, is going to be held on March 5th through the 8th in Las Vegas. We are holding the next live domain auction there on the 7th, I believe. But anyone who's interested in getting invited to that conference, you should go to targetedtraffic.com and look at the agenda and fill out the application. And it's an invite-only show at that event, and it's a very high-profile invite-e show. And but it's going to be a great show. It's also in Las Vegas, and we look forward to that event. And there'll be another live auction in June in New York, and we're going to be right down the street from Madison Avenue and going to hold the next live domain auction. So we have five live auctions scheduled for 2007. We're very excited about it. Anyone interested in contacting me about the show, about the auctions, or us in general, you can contact me at Monty, M-O-N-T-E, at moniker.com, or contact any of our sales group who can help you get your name submitted for any of the events at sales@moniker.com. With that, I will let everyone go. We'll be on live next week with another great show, and I want everyone to be the master of their domains, and I will see you next week. Take care.